Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. All ears here for your yarns. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well. And that's BBM 987 FM. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Oh, I opened up the show. I believe we've got a call on the line. I believe we've got Lucas on the line. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Brother, who's this, Lucas?
Yeah, this is Lucas.
Yeah, nice talking, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Lucas.
Well, I'm Barkindji mob. I'm also a Bundjalung as well. Mother from the East Coast and my father from out the West. I live in Bourke at the moment.
Yeah. Good, good. My country, brother. Good one, brother. So what's your topic? What you want to yarn about, Lucas?
I'm really hell-bent on wanting us to get a United Tribes. You got United Nations. That's going on long enough now. I think we want our United Tribes because the United Nations look after you know who. So United Tribes, well, we look after each other, brother.
Yeah, sure.
See,
yeah.
Imagine United Tribes cutting out people like land councils and things like that. Nepotism breeds in land councils today because families are out, you know, like families come from other places to move into another town and they take these jobs, getting land council jobs in that day. I got the Bourke here, no one had a house. They've been here for 40, 50 years. These old men I'd talk to in the street and even drink with them in the park now and again. Been here all their lives and never had a house. A lot of them died off now, never having a house that they own or anything.
So what title are you talking, Lucas, brother? What title are you talking?
I'm talking about the housing and things like that there, like...
I'm talking about the tribal space. Sorry, brother, what was your title?
Yeah, but the tribal... Well, within the tribal thing, right, imagine if we all tribal people mixing together, doing things for each other, right? One tribe will be able to help another tribe. We're not waiting on government
Cutting at the middleman. Cutting at the middleman and going grassroots is what I'm picking up, brother.
Yeah, well, we need to go, if we had elders picked by our own people, put into places to speak on our behalves, and even when there's trouble and stuff like that there, our women and men will be able to have something to go to the elders about. Like, it would stop a lot of violence against each other, for one. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I'm saying,
our
brother,
elders
what
don't get enough say no
yeah,
more.
And that's
put in the closet.
That's what I'm picking up with you, Lucas. You're talking tribal nations. So you're talking about, traditional owners on country, and the mob in the mob then get to have a say. You're hearing it from grassroots. You're hearing it from the uncle in the community, the auntie in the community. That's what I'm picking up. It sounds like a great concept,
right,
brother. You know?
Yeah, well, it has to.
Voices are heard then. Voices are heard.
I don't want to see my people in poverty no more. I'm sick of my brothers and sisters going to jail all the time. And, you know, when they get out, they got to jump through all these hoops for these parole services to turn up and be at all these places. They can't even get a good night's sleep because
they don't even have a
home to come home to.
Well, exactly, and they got a black mark against their name because they've just come out of prison, and that black
mark
stays there.
You know, imagine if a black man, like, oi, I'd even, you know, if they put me in control of land council, I want to build a lot of brick homes for my people, because my father helped my uncle build a brick home.
Yep.
On a reservation down in Kumeyella, way back in the 80s.
Yep.
Now, you know, he built it for next to nothing.
And it's probably still standing today.
It was the help of all the people on the reservation at the time, all pulling together to help him.
Lucas, I'm saying that the house is still standing today.
Vegetables on that land. We have to take care of land and house our people. That's going to stop this breeding of mental health and hatred and things like that there, you know. Like, we try and outdo one another all the time. Like, why are we jumping through these ladders for these white fellas to outdo one another? You know, they even get black welfare dock workers to walk into the black fella's house today now to take the kids. Like, oi, really? What kind of black man and black woman want to help a white man walk in and take his brother and sister's kids? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oi, we need health. Like, when you walk into the health services and that, hey, you got all white fellas standing around. We Aboriginal people. We need Aboriginal healers. No one, when I will talk to people about Ngunkiri healer, Dumiji healer and things like that, these people don't understand a thing that's coming out of your mouth.
Black on black, brother.
I mean, really, brother? Like, are we that brainwashed now? We've gone away from all this. What, are we primitive now? What is it that is it about our
what's
culture that seems
what's
to be so
us?
Bad
what's
that our people
us?
Are turning against it too, you know? Like, for the sake of a doctor.
Yep,
you know?
Yep. What's preventing us?
Down,
what's preventing us?
Down big, like, oi, and another thing, brother, like, imagine every time one of us is getting killed by the police in that day. Now, imagine the amount of people turning up to court has been the same amount of people that can turn up to a Koori knockout or any kind of sport and carnival event. Imagine having that crowd of people turning up to a big proper course to say, hey, listen, enough is enough. If we can get big crowds to football games and all these other events, I mean, let's get a big crowd.
Well, people power is what you're talking there, brother. You're talking people power, aren't you?
I am talking about people power.
Yes, brother.
It's going to take people power. It's going to take a whole lot of people power, and you're going to have to be... You're going to have to choose whether you're going to be black or you're going to be white or something else, because, like, being all these other minorities and that they ain't working. I mean, being black helps me. I'm prepared to die any day standing up defending my brothers and my sisters and my land.
Yeah, brother, I hear you, brother. And that's a good analogy you put there. The band of people go to all blacks.
Well, no one comes to me. Oh, you notice, hey, Lydia Thorpe never really... You know, she's talking, saying she's getting all these threats and things like that. There, Lydia needs to go in and say, well, if she's feeling that bad, where's the brothers that are walking with her and the bodyguard and look out for her? Then, you know what I mean? Like, this is a woman who's talking on behalf of all black people, but she's prancing around on her own, like, you know, like, and another thing, like, how about they let elders and that there, and even her, why don't she go inside and have a yarn to the sisters in jail? Some of these politicians go inside the prisons and have a yarn to our people in the jails and that there. You know? Let them get a feel of what it's really like.
Exactly.
How we really doing.
Well, I'm loving your analogy. Man of people turn up at All Blacks Carnival, turn up for court in regarding fighting for rights.
Well, that's right, you know, like, when they done that to Brother Dumiji years ago, there should have been thousands and thousands of people all at that courthouse.
Yeah.
Not just one family. That's the big problem right across Australia here, is that this is why I want a United Tribes, because we can't turn up to a place court, or not. If you go to United Tribes, not one family is just going to turn up to court. There's going to be elders, there's going to be a lot of other people coming to that day, because we are united people. You know what I mean? And it don't necessarily mean you have to come from the one tribe. Listen, I'll go and stand with any tribe in Australia for equality and all that there. I'll go and do that. You know, I'll go and join.
But you have representation. You have representation at the table from the tribal, the tribal people.
That's right.
That's what you're saying, brother. You know.
Yes, that is exactly right, my brother. Like we.
Because when you're saying United Nations, that's a group of First Nations, United Nations across the board. But when you're talking tribal, as in the different tribal people, representation, speaking up for themselves, and whatever entity, whether it be in court.
Not only for ourselves, but for each other. See, I'm telling you, wherever one tribe is going to have the struggle, they can go to another tribe to get help. See, if yous are in North Queensland and yous have housing problem there or can't get housed and things like that, well, you know, people like me out here where I am should be able to say, well, listen, we've got some places out here. Come out here and stay out here for a while with us and that there and until they build you a place up there.
Yeah, gotcha.
Like, we can all pull together to do this.
United Tribe. I like that. United Tribe, my brother. Listen, thank you for your yarn. I've got to move on, my brother. Thank you, Lucas. Keep in touch, please.
Good yarn. You stay black, brother.
You stay black. Too deadly.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn. Beautiful yarn. That's Lucas there, brother calling from Burketown, having his say, and he's talking United Tribal Nations is what he's talking. And look, food for thought. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 2012, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, and that's National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly.
I've been droving, I've been drinking, I've been Christian, I've been everything. But there's one more thing I gotta tell you before I go. Here I live in this tin shack, nothing here worth coming back. The drunken fights, awful sights, people drunk most every night.
Yeah, too deadly, mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Have your say. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim. Trendy Trev. Murray from Macquarie. Live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Now, First Nations rapper turns up respect in campaign to combat online disrespect. First Nations ambassador is Nookie. Nookie, too deadly to brother, producer and founder of the We Are Warriors program for youth, is encouraging all First Nation people to turn up respect and silence the disrespectful influence of powerful new social media influences that are targeting young people and fueling disrespect towards women and girls. Here, here. Now, we're going to catch up with the yarn and have a yarn with the brother. We've got Nookie on the line. Nookie, good morning. How are you, bro?
Hey. What's happening?
Brother, good to have you. Thank you for coming, brother.
Yeah.
Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Cheers for having me on. Yes, I'm a Yawn and Tangari breed, born and raised on Nowra, south coast of New South Wales there.
All right, too, Daddy, brother. Well, thank you, and big shout-out to you, mob. And, look, congratulations, Ambassador, First Nation rapper, turns up respect in campaign to combat online disrespect. And now when we talk about that, words can be evil. Words can cut you to the bone, you know, brother. And now we've got so-called social media, 21st century, here we are. It becomes a weapon, doesn't it, bro? And we need to cut it out, don't we, bro?
Yeah, bro, 100%. Like, that's something I learned early on through music, the power of words. Like, I feel like, you know, they can cut you, but they can also heal. So it's like, yeah, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, the old, you know, what you can do with language. But, yeah, the Turn Up Respect campaign and, yeah, online social media, that's where you see a lot of the bad stuff, you know, especially the kids who are on there. So, yeah, that's why campaigns like this one are important.
Exactly, and when you look at it, like words, we're talking some of the stuff that are said online and the words that are chosen. I mean, people get 25 years for that sort of stuff because that's like defamation to the max, isn't it, bro?
Yeah, yep.
And so we need to be strong. So you become an ambassador, which is great. So you've got a following of people in regard to music and work that you do. And so while you're delivering your deadly goods, brother, captive audience, hey, people, let's respect. Turn up respect and silence the disrespectful influences going on, you know. So you got them.
Yeah.
Make the statement, make the words, and just open their eyes to that sort of stuff, you know. The old saying, if you can't say something nice to anybody, then don't say nothing at all, for example. You know?
Yeah,
fundamentals of life sort of thing. And do to others, undo to you sort of thing, you know, bro?
Yeah, brother, that's it.
Mm. So tell us about your journey, brother, and you growing up, and here you are now, a rapper and using music as your tool. Tell us your journey there, please, Nookie, brother.
I was born and raised in Nowra, and going through school, I was one of them little kids that school wasn't the type of environment where I would thrive in. But I always found like this bit of internal conflict, because school wasn't the type of spot I like to be in, but I love to learn, bro. So I was struggling at school.
Yep.
There's a lot of racism around at the time, and I had a big cousin from the city, and he was a rapper, and I used to just copy this fella. Selway was his name, and so when he started rapping, I started rapping, and I noticed that, you know, the anger and the frustrations I was kind of feeling from being in a bad environment, it went away when I started rapping. So like, rapping was a healing for me. So
good.
Yeah, I was down at the youth centre every day rapping, just because it was my outlet, and it's what allowed me to like express myself and regulate my emotions, and it saved my life. So
beautiful.
Yeah, that's kind of my journey. Started off as a rapper and ended up at Triple J hosting Blackout over there.
Brother, and when you look at it, and to outsiders looking in regard to we as First Nation people, because if you look at rapping is not a part of the First Nation culture in this country, but it's a vehicle. And we're talented black people. And if we use our voice and music to deliver the message, then so be it, you know? But like, I mean, you got some rare M&Ms out there, yeah? White rappers, fantastic, more power to you. But a black fella, we born with the rhythm, brother, you know?
Yeah.
And it is not our culture, rapping, no. But if we'll deliver the message to empower our mob, or to stand up, or for the message to be out there so government can pick up the message, then so be it, brother. Would you say that?
Yeah, bro, 100%. Like, even, like, culture, traditional dance and song, that's what formed my base for rapping.
Yeah, gotcha.
I got into rapping, all my uncles, they would take me down the back oval to our school, and they'd teach a few of us young fellows dancing and song, and that's what I learned. Everything. I learned stage presence there. I learned how to perform, and I learned how to bring that cultural aspect with me, because I was so grounded in who I was and my identity that rapping was easy because I knew who I was, if that makes sense.
Exactly, bro.
And it was just, everything you said, rap, you know, I love it, but to me, it was nothing more than a vehicle.
Sure.
You know, that was just the way I put out my message. Yeah, bro. Yeah, spot on.
One love, brother. And you got siblings, bro? You got brothers and sisters yourself, Nookie?
Yeah. So I've got two brothers and a sister, but I grew up in the house with my cousins there, eh? There was a lot of us, of course.
Yeah. Extended family, you know how we go.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
And they younger than you or older than you, bro, your siblings?
Yeah, they all younger. So I was the greatest.
go, brother.
The first grandson and the first great-grandson on both sides. So, yeah, I was the eldest all around there. Yeah.
Well, you got to set an example and lead from the front. So you're using rapping as your vehicle, so to speak. But here you are now. Put your hand up, become an ambassador to turn up respect and campaign to combat online disrespect. So you're showing your younger siblings as well that this is my vehicle, this is my life, but I'm using it as a tool to empower what have you. And now you become an ambassador for respect and campaign to combat online disrespect. So you are operating at a leadership level, you would say, my brother. Whether you like it or not, people are watching you. So perform at that deadly level, cuss.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Brother, I'm about to play your music here, your beat here, always was, always will be. The words itself speak and meaningful. So quickly tell us about how that came about. Of course, there's the words, always was, always will be. We know we're talking about the big island, Australia, you know. So tell us about how you got that together, brother.
Yeah, so always was, always will be was a song when, it was the NAIDOC team that year, and I was in the studio one day, and the producer put on that beat, and I kind of had that, you know, the NAIDOC team. I would have recently just seen it, and I jumped up there and just started freestyling. But yeah, it's pretty evident, you know, in like what the
your answers
about,
were about, talking with you when the song came out, brother.
When the theme came out,
your ancestors were talking to you, Nookie.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, we're about to play it, my brother. Thank you for being you. Congratulations, and wearing this deadly hat as an ambassador. Campaign to combat online disrespect. More power to you, my brother. Deliver the message. Let's be strong. And to all our mob out there, don't use the words, don't use social media to disrespect anybody. That's what it's all about, my brother. You take care. Stay black, brother, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Too solid, my brother. Thank you.
Take care, Nookie. See you, bro.
Beautiful
yarn. Deadly yarn there. Nookie, here's his track. Always was, always will be. He's a rapper and using rapping as a tool, as we talked about. Rapping is not our culture. It's First Nation people, but we got that black skin. We got that black rhythm. We got that deadly voice and what have you. So whatever vehicle we use to deliver our stories or deliver our yarns or to represent us, and he decides to run with rapping. So Nookie, who is First Nation rapper, turns out respect in campaign. He's ambassador to combat online disrespect, and that's a good thing. Thanks to rapping, here he is, ambassador, canceling that message, putting that message out there to cancel out all the disrespect that's going on using online social media. We need to stop that. I mean, words can really hurt people. So here it is, always was, always will be. Nookie, too deadly.
Yeah. I make it look easy when I do this, like Bruce Lee with a few kicks. I got new keys for a new whip and a few G's, no white cliff. I hold it down for my tribe. You won't breathe till I die. You and me do not vibe. I see through all them lies, I'm the Tupac of my city. All eyes on me, no biggie. When they rely on me, I get it. Bring it. Payback's been on missing. Boy, I'm 10 plus to win it. That's 10 toes in the field. Now them folk gon' get it. My whole team gorillas. There's no decline on my key card and the doorway's lumbing. And this black ass got an A class. I'm nice and comfy. And my flow eyes for unkies. And I say stacking ungies. And I don't talk to gungies. Only God can judge me. Look, always was, always will be. I should die hard. They can never kill me. Always was, always will be. My team here to stay. And we got us a kill streak. Look. I know your little team won't be us. Any little group won't see us. Never back down with Jada. What they at now with Jada? Ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay, whoa. I know your little team won't be us. Any little group won't see us. Never back down with Jada. Where they at now with Jada? Ay,
Merkum, whoa, Merkum, ay, Merkum, whoa, Merkum, Merkum, ay, Merkum, whoa, Merkum, ay. Always was, always will be. Got these dogs all filthy. Take a shot, you can't kill me. Got a wars in the building, and our laws infinite. Got the mob here winning, got the squad here with me. Yeah, always was, always will be. Pick up the pace. Put some respect on my name. Pedal down, no brakes. Busting at him with the flames. I'm going hard in the paint. Biggest dog in the race. Free my fam in the chains. Let them feel our pain. Us and them not the same. This is life, not a game. Competition, get wasted. See what I want and I take it. Me and them, no relation. I'm the truth, now face it. Always was, always will be. Got these dogs all filthy. Take a shot, you can't kill me. I'm a god, no Achilles. Always was.
Yeah, there it is. Always was, always will be. Nookie, too deadly, having a deadly yarn with Nookie. And yeah, he's ambassador for online disrespect and respecting people out there. So fantastic and great to see. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, all ears here. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Oh, I'm gonna catch up a yarn now with Deadly Lad, 7 marathons in 7 continents. How deadly this brother. I mean, Murray pull a hamstring when he going from the lounge to the kitchen, put the kettle on. And he running 7 marathons in 7 continents, and that's Andrew Thorpe. We've got the brother on the line. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm well. So I'm just saying, I pulled my hamstring going from the lounge room to the kitchen and put the kettle on, and you're running 7 marathons in 7 continents. Well, how?
Yeah.
Too deadly, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Andrew?
My name's Andrew Thorpe, Gunai and Gunjamara man from down in Victoria, the east and western sides of Victoria.
Yes.
I'm living on Bunurong country down here in Pakenham at the moment and working down here too.
Too deadly, my brother, too deadly. Now, you started, all marathon on all 7 continents, raising money for mob's mental health. How deadly are you? How fit are you? Tell us the journey, the decision when doing this. Tell us your story, brother. Who's Andrew Thorpe?
Where do I begin, I guess?
You're born at a very young age, I know that much.
Yeah, I started, started my running journey just under 5 years ago. I was on 5 years now.
Yes, yes.
I was running my own company, construction company. I'm a carpenter by trade.
Businessman, and entrepreneur as well, yes.
Yeah, I was just, I guess running the business was also running me physically and mentally into the ground.
Yep.
I had a lot of people working for me, doing all the stuff that you do as a business, and decided to close up shop and look after myself and spend more time with family.
Yes.
And at that point, I my wife said she was going for a run, and so I said, oh, look, I'm going to come for a run too. So instead of running together, though, we went our separate directions. And after I did that run, it was a 5 kilometre run, and I felt, felt as you do after you do a first run in a very long time. I hadn't played footy and stuff in ages, but it wasn't until I was sitting down having breakfast after it where I realised, I felt really good.
Okay.
My endorphins were kicked in and my mental health was, my mind was clear.
Yeah,
so,
gotcha.
And then that was the kickstart of my running journey. I started joining some running groups and realised that there's other people that do this for their mental health and I could see the benefits of it. Mm-hmm. And then typical me, I don't just, I'm either 110% in or I'm out. So
you're either pregnant or you're not, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, sweet, the goal is I'm going to run a marathon. And so I did the marathon. I joined.
Where was your first marathon, bro?
Down in Melbourne. It's right in the middle of COVID. So
yeah, gotcha.
I actually linked in with the Indigenous Marathon project.
Yes, I was going to talk to you about that.
Got through that, did my marathon, and you know, I sort of like, oh, well, what's next? Like, you know, it can't stop here. So then I started training up for a 100-kilometre run where I raised money for Dadi Manwaro, Aboriginal men's group down here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
I raised about $13,000 for them. And then I did 7 marathons in 7 days in 7 states of Australia.
Yes.
And then, yeah, next step from there, everyone was sending me this world one, and I went, oh, well, let's see if I can get in.
Yes.
Not only could I be the first black fella to do it, but also, you know, how I want to use my platform that I'm creating to benefit other people's mental health, and then obviously more importantly, mob mental health.
Yeah.
So I teamed up with the Black Dog Institute, and they told me that, you know, anything that I raise through my fundraising page will go to mob's mental health. They will make sure it gets filtered into the right ways, and they'll look after mob.
Bro, that is inspiring. So how long ago was this? When did you do your first marathon, brother?
So 2020.
2020.
My first marathon.
Here we are, 2024, and you've done the 7 continents. 7 marathons.
Yep.
So, this, I mean, you haven't got a business, so you're in a job. What are you doing? You're still going back to your trade as such?
Yeah, well, I'm a supervisor now for John Holland.
Big John Holland. Yeah. Know that industry. So, we're in Cairns. Yeah. They're actually building their water security up here in Cairns. So, know John Holland.
Yeah, right.
So, brother, look, fantastic. So you're at the JOB, and now you're using the running, the marathon, as the tool, as the vehicle to for mob's mental health, and that's great in itself. And then it helps you in your mentality, in your focus with your life, but also your fitness as well. And also, paint the picture for young ones that, making a decision in life. And, life is simple, but people complicate it. I've always said, Andrew, you know, life is choices. Yeah, you choose to have a carton or you choose to go for a jog. Yeah, you choose to spend money on the pokies or, you invest in a laptop. I don't know. It's about making the right decisions, isn't it, Andrew?
Definitely, it is. And it's a tough one because it's hard for... You know, as mob, we're always trying to stick together and look after each other, but we sometimes go about it the wrong way. Instead of saying, hey, I can see you're struggling, let's go and have a yarn, you know, especially like the women do. Women are deadly for having a yarn, having a cup of tea.
They are, yes.
Us as men, we need to see that and do that more.
Mm.
But also, you know, instead of doing that, sometimes we fall into the trap of going, oh, let's go and have a drink and have a yarn, and then it's a depressant in itself. So we're going down the wrong path. That, you know, for me, it's mental health, and I'm always pushing for that. But there's so many health benefits, physically, mentally, emotionally,
all aspects of life, brother.
Getting active helps.
All aspects of life. The run that does that, you know. And you're so true, brother. A lot of men, we sort of seem to put our cards close to our chest, and brush it off. You know, I'm a warrior. Nah, brother, I got this. Nah, it's all good, you know. I don't need to yarn about it, you know. Missus leaving me. Yeah. Well, you know, it's all good, bro. Talk. You're getting it off your chest, you know. And that's the warrior of the 21st century. That's what we need. We need our brothers to talk, brother. And I'm loving what you're doing. I salute you. I congratulate you, brother. 7 marathons, 7 continents, and raising money for mob's mental health. So you are leading the way, my brother, and it helps you become strong as well.
Definitely. Yeah. And I'm trying to – I was actually just now, before I jumped on this call, I'm trying to put together a heap of footage that I've taken off my GoPro, and I'm waiting for these followers to send me through.
Oh, good.
I'm really trying to show – I always say, and I've been told previously, marathons are like a metaphor for life.
Yep.
Where, you know, I've trained up for this and everything, but I've also trained up knowing that it was going to be hard, and there's going to be hard points in this. And in life, we've always got hard points.
Well, that's
points,
life. That's life. Journey, exactly.
Yeah.
Ups and downs of life. Roller coaster.
You've got to prepare for it. You know something's coming, or more importantly, if you're coasting along, you got to be prepared to either go the good highs or the lows.
Mm.
But you also got to be able to, like, through my training, there was some lows. So I turned to a running coach and I was like, hey, I'm pretty stagnant here. What do I need to do to help me get better?
Yes.
You know, if you're feeling sick, you go see a doctor. If you've got a broken leg, you go in the hospital, you're getting a cast put on it. But exactly. We struggle with the mental health to
you can't put a bandage around that head, brother. You know, you need to have that yarn and have that conversation. More power to you, my brother. Do you have a web page or Facebook page? How do people follow
I'm
you?
I'm on Instagram and Facebook at the moment.
Okay.
Fitness data.
Fitness data is what it's called?
Data, yeah. My kids called me data when they were growing up. So
D-A-D-A-D-A?
D-A-double-D-A.
Data. Yep. Fitness data. Do check it out, you mob. And you'll see the brother talking about his action, 7 marathons, 7 continents, mob's mental health. Talk about motivation, brother. You motivate the motivator. Got me inspired. Too deadly, brother.
Look, I'm trying to. That's what I'm trying to do. My goal is to at least help one person get through their mental health battle.
And you've done your job if you did that, brother.
It saved a life.
Love your work, my brother. Good yarning with you. We will talk soon. Please keep in touch. And fitness data, check it out, you mob. And look, use this vehicle if you want to have a yarn or talk about what you're doing or your next marathon, next continent. Call us here on National Tall Black. Let's keep in touch, brother, man.
Sweet as.
One love. Take care, bro.
Gotcha.
Deadly yarn there. How deadly is that, eh? Andrew Thorpe. So too deadly. First Nation man. 7 marathons, 7 continents. And raising money for mob's mental health. It has helped him live his life to the max in regard to, well, he had a business and he had people working for him. And he felt all four walls closing in on him. And he went for a jog with his missus, and that was the kickstart, as he said. And now he uses marathon as the tool. He's now in a JOB, a job. But he goes home and leaves work at work, and that's pressure off himself. And that's being respectful for people who are in business. But, you know, sometimes you take your business home with you. But he's talking about that. That's what he had to do. We're all different, aren't we? It's not one size fits all. And about getting your mental health, use the tools that are available. And he uses marathon. There it is. Too deadly. Have you say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Tall Black with Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie. Live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout out, NERS, for putting us across the big island, Australia. National Tall Black, yarn up strong.
the further you will fall. You don't give a damn what tomorrow brings. The only thing that matters is the poison that you drink. You don't give a damn what tomorrow brings. The only thing that matters is the poison that you drink.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Boys, time you stop long way long merry blow you. Now you miss him true. Try and play me this last song, yeah. Talk him about him. Talk him about him. Harim. Harim.
Merry leva. Nisa de miss him you true.
You come now, you send the same life for me. Miss and the salim ting ting tie me round one time all mangia. Long one name na me be silo you all say. Miss and the like him look him you long warabuta away. Maskilo one name up when miss and the stop. Kain kain good for the memory blow you by come up. Yes, me all same canu na you, you all same saman. Me no think suppose me tan him head by you na pia man.
Misave misim you turu,
misave misim you.
Nami wari wari tu mas.
Misave wari, misave wari.
Don pela time, mino kissim one pela letter.
Mino kissim letter.
Why me make him one em now? Suppose you lose me, bani and I all get
la.
Misave ting ting tu mas lo you. Mi tonkol se mi bai come back na dispela toki turu. Mi rasta mangi. Long PNG na mi stop. In a long time by me come na look him you long up.
Oh,
no good you
think lose long me merry.
Oh, no good you
think lose long me merry. Merry leva. Mi sabe mi sim you turu.
Thinking about you, girl, because I'm so far away from you. Wanting you to know that this love for you is always true. Not a day goes by that I don't see you in my eye. But I try to carry on, my God, so lonely I could die. And my heart feeling the sparks that you be giving me. Why we in two different places, girl? You know it's insanity. The man in me is what I gotta find to carry on. This song is what I'm sending to you, girl. It's been so long.
Rompe la
time,
rompe la time.
la letter.
Kissing one bella letter.
Why me making one and now? Suppose you lose me, but me and I'll get that.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, looking at headlines, news, The Guardian, Australian News, we deserve better, Indigenous truth-telling. Head condemns the Queensland government as treaty laws face axe. Liberal National Party moves to urgently repeal historic legislation, eliminating state's treaty-making body and truth-telling inquiry. Queensland Truth-Telling and Healing Inquiry Chairperson Joshua Krimmer says Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have lost a lot of trust in the Crisafulli government. That's his statement there. Head of Queensland Truth-Telling Inquiry has accused Crisafulli government of setting relations with Indigenous people back for a very long time as it moves to repeal the state's historic pathway to treaty legislation in its first bill since winning last month's state election. The legislation is scheduled to be debated urgently on Thursday night without the parliamentary inquiry and looks certain to be the first passed by the new parliament. One of its provision appeals the Historic Pathway to Treaty Act of 2023 eliminated the state's treaty-making body and truth-telling inquiry. The truth-telling inquiry chairperson, Josh Grimmer, said it was said he was given no notice of the decision and was informed by email shortly after dispute premier Jared Bjelke introduced the legislation on Thursday. The government has yet to meet with the inquiry or even make a phone call to Grimmer since ordering it to close a month ago in a press conference. Krimmer said Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people had lost a lot of trust in the government due to its handling of the issue. It's going to set back the relationship for a very long time. There was 5 or 6 years worth of work to develop this year, he said a press conference on Thursday. As Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we deserve better, we deserve the best and equal to what everyone else receives. Krimmer said he had been invited to a meeting with Minister Fiona Simpson tomorrow, but the government certainly have no interest in listening. There's not any room in this government to listen to voices opposed to them, and there's certainly not any room in the government to listen to the voices of strong Indigenous leadership, Krimmer said. The government passed an urgency motion despite Labor opposition to force the legislation through before midnight tonight without committee inquiry. So that's where it sits. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? We are sitting here at 5 minutes before the show finishes. We've got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. So jump in and have your say before we close up. Let's go to Rochelle Watson Pitts, to Delhi, my sister.
But now woman with not a care in the world. And I love you, my sister, my deadly sister, girl. Oh, oh, show us what you're made of, 'cause you're a diamond amongst pearls. And you're too deadly, my sister, you're too deadly, sister, girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister, you're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister, you're too deadly, sister, girl. And I love you, my sister, stand proud, my Barbie girl.
Oh, sister girl. Oh, I love you, sister girl.
Well, you may find it tough in the many years to come, but just hold your head high and remember where you come from. Just remember, 'cause you'll always have family. Don't be frightened, never be. No, no, 'cause your precious family, they will always hold you dear. And you're too deadly, my sister, you're too deadly, sister, girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister, you're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister, you're too deadly, sister, girl. And I love you, my sister, stand proud, my Mabry girl. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, don't be shy, my sister, just stand up and speak your mind. But you were there for me, my sister, when times were tough, they were tough. You're too deadly, my sister, you're too deadly, sister, girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister, you're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister, you're too deadly, sister, girl. And I love you, my sister, stand proud.
Too beautiful, that voice. That's Rochelle Watson Pitt. Big shout out my sister with her daily track, Too Deadly My Sister. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. About to sign off, you mob. I thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Have a deadly weekend. We'll be yarning next week. And look after yourselves, you mob. But stay tuned. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Your daily program, National Talk Back. Thank you, mob. Too Deadly. Let's go to Shawnee Chilbert. Takes to the news with Blame It. Do enjoy.
Catch me, 'cause I got